Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
I'm gonna go. Somebody needs to let go. Somebody needs to let go. My brother and sister may not agree. they born again name, the name that God gave them from their mother's womb. They stood by the name. But they were prepared, hallelujah, from the beginning to serve God. Everything he offered, if you remember the scripture, from the time back that you were trying to feed them the king's food and they didn't eat it. They ate the food that God told them to eat. How about that? Glory to God, and they make a vow that they would worship nobody but God. When you make a vow, Brother Gregory, the devil is listening to your vow. Yes. Huh? Yes. When you say, Lord, when you give him your all, when you make him give him your all, he's listening to me. Hallelujah. And he said, wait a minute. You see, the power that God put in your ministry, you don't even know yet, but you will come forth after a while. Basically, you know what? She was one of my best friends. Huh? He said, you think I'm going to lose, huh? But God said, I honor the word of my apostle. Hello? And you belong to the living God. Because the fire that God put in you was not for the world, but was for the so Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were already trained, Brother Gregory. They came to Bible study every morning. They came to Friday night service. They came to Sunday school. They didn't miss the Sunday worship service. They came to prayer meeting. Hello, somebody. Said, I'm watching this soap opera. They pray. They prayed in their home. They picked up their Bible and read their Bible. They taught their children about God. Hello. Now, we know they have no children. I'm talking about y'all. You got to keep it up. Keep up with me. Hello. Train their children about the admonition of the Lord. And after that, when the fire comes and when the child comes, they're already ready. It's what you do in preparation for the fire. Do you know you're preparing for your next trial? Now you can go home and sit down, or you can go to the bar, or you can go and have a party, a picnic, or whatever you do, and find some coolers and set them in a bucket. And you can dance till the cows come home. You can smoke your dope, your cigarettes, you can go home and do all of that. But that didn't stop the fire from coming. Hello, it's coming. And if you don't go in there right, if you haven't prepared yourself for the fire, listen, when it does come, you're going to get burned completely up. Oh, right. Hope won't even know it. I remember something so and so used to sit in that seat. Uh-huh. Have you seen her? I went by her house and she wasn't even there. And don't even look like nobody lived there before. Right. Prepare yourself to go through because Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were prepared. And yet they, right this in their memory too, they were in captivity. They were slaves in captivity. So God made them chiefs. Sent them in a high place. In bondage. This is what God would do. You made them a thing. The world is chief direct. No matter what in the Bible. How did you get that car? How did you get that house? Because my child was on his deathbed. I just knew he was going to die, but somehow or another, God raised him up. How did that happen? Yeah. Yeah. Well, I was going to make an automobile accident. He should have died, but look at him. How did that happen? Yeah. Because before the fire came, she was prepared because she prayed and stayed. You gotta learn that when you're going through it, what you say is what you do on your way in there. So that when you get in the fire, guess what? God is gonna meet you there. Because in the 43rd chapter, I said, when you go through the fire, I'll be with you. When you go through the flood, it will never take you. That was about it. I'll be with you. That means he's already
And I got saved in 1978. My baby was born and held a marriage over there called the prayer line. I was going through something in my life. I told my friend, she came to me, and I said, I don't do that no more. I said, I'm saved now. She said, praise God. Will you say it on the end? She said, I mean, you come into it. She said, well, you know, I ain't ready. She said, go ahead on. Pray for me. I said, I realize I'm putting your name on the road. And 15 years later, she came and gave me to Christ. And she said, I remember what you said to me that day. She said, you're putting my name on the road. But she didn't try to stop me. We just parted there. Well, part I did, because I, you know, she was a real party hound, and I had to try to keep up. But we were best friends. And she said, she spoke those words to me. She whispered them back in my ear. I didn't even remember. She said, you told me you were going to put my name on the road. She said, I thank God you did that. She said, I went through hell, but I'm here.
Yeah.
And she came in during our marriage, so she's not here. She's here, I'm here before I run into her. I'm still in the church, I'm still on Eagle. I said, I know what, I'm just waiting on you to come on back in the door. Hello.
Yeah.
If you stand firm in God, you will go through, but don't go back.
Right.
He'll go with you through that way. I'd rather go through in God and come out on the other side like you're going, than go through that way. How are you looking on that big wood side?
Praising God. Am I right about that? I'm a young lady.
Pastor Allen. Hell, I give you a run for your money. Hello? Glory to God. I'm 62 years old, and I'm going to play when it comes to praise in my car. But see, I know what he'll do. And you don't think I'm in the fire? I am in the fire. Hello, but you won't know unless I'm telling you. Hello, somebody. That's the kind of God that we serve.
Yeah.
Glory to God. Amen. Praise Him while you're in, and that's going to determine how you come out, and it's going to determine how soon you come out.
Right.
You can sit on the seat and worry and be afraid and don't rest at night. Fine, but I don't care what I'm going through. Give me a pillow, and I guarantee you I lay my head on it, and I'm going to sleep. Because I give it to the Lord. Huh? You can worry about it and make yourself sick. The Bible says be careful for nothing, but in all things with prayer and supplication, make your request known before the Lord. So stop worrying, stop praying, and giving it to God and walk away and leave. Because guess what? If you don't have faith in God's ability to deliver you, this is what you're saying to God, that you're walking in unbelief. And unbelief is an assault on God's truth. You know what it says? It says that God is a liar. When you walk in unbelief, unbelief is an assault on His power. Guess what it says? It says that God is weak and feeble, and He can't deliver you. If you walk in unbelief, it's an attack on His ability, and instead of He changes, He can't do for you what He did back in the Bible days. And finally, unbelief is an attack on His faithfulness. It says that He's not a real true Father, and He don't keep His promises. So if you walk in unbelief, you're attacking God. You're not attacking the devil. So He wants you to worry. He wants you to fret. Huh?
Yeah.
Glory to God. If your son or daughter is out there on drugs, what's wrong to go get him and beat him up and break him and throw him in the house and chain him? Ain't gonna make no difference because if he can break them chains, he's gonna make out there. Leave him to God. And you keep praying and worshiping God. Because He's able to do exactly what you ask Him to do, exceedingly and abundantly and above all. We're moving too quickly from this life for people to play with God. You want to trust Him? Trust Him. He loves to give you what you have need of. He loves to love you. He loves to rock you and comfort you in His arms. But you're going to have to put Him to the test. And walk away from the devil and his advances. Because guess what? He is alive. When God showed me that big bull that grabbed my mom when I was born, I don't know what He said. And he jumped on my mom's bed, but when I looked at him, he went big and said, and his little teeth had a grip in my arm. And it felt like y'all felt fish teeth on me. They did. And I grabbed the bottom of the throwing, came back another time to throw in my confession. Lord, why are you attacking me? I'm just telling the people what God told me to tell them. Let the devil know you don't have no authority over me. I'm doing what God told me to do. He told me to stand holy, and that's what I'm doing.
Amen.
I believe so. Come on. Let the devil know what believe God. Come on, just be your feet. Give him a praise offering. Come on, give him a praise offering. Come on, give him a praise offering. Stand to your feet and glory to God now. If you need prayer while that phone keeps this there going, come down. Come down, amen, and straight me with a walk up come by you. And then God bless you, actually, Brother Jeremy, amen, we thank you for you. God bless you. Great God, amen. Hallelujah. Keep your mind on the Lord. Let me say to you, church, amen, it's good to stay prayerful when the Spirit of God is moving. Because you don't want to pick up no spirit. Tell on somebody. You don't want to fall in on you, amen. And I need you to join with me in prayer. That I'm not. Amen. I'm not these great men and women of God around me, but I need you too. Amen. To join with me in prayer. Great God. Amen.
Thank you. Thank
Everybody put your hands first. Father God, we know that you are here. We know that you're the deliverer. The war. The war. We know, God, that everything is moving by your power. And we know that you are the strongest power. But in the name of Jesus, we decree and declare that everything that's a servant needs to receive in you is like the Son of God. And the God, even the very heart, the very intent, but the Lord shall have the mercy of the Lord. Oh, shall I see it in the Holy Ghost? My shine, my test, for years, for years, God, they're giving it up right now. Oh, shall I see it?
Oh, my God.
Jesus. Not shut up.
somebody to have got connected.
what I just acted for you, God. As long as I speak of holy oil, Lord God, Father, we ask for God to glory, feel this tabernacle, God, that from this day forth, Lord God, everything that you put us in your heart, God, say, I got your back. You understand? I got your back. You're wondering, glory to God. I heard you did that Sabbath, but God said, I got your back. I'm not to be worried about other people too much. God said, I got your back. See my face. Say the living God. I have you, Lord. From you is whole and complete. Say the living God. Focus on me. Say, Lord. Do that with a shield in you. Say the living God. You'll know who I am. Say, God, Father, we bless you. We thank you. We decree to be so. Somebody get it off like that.
Thank you. Glory to God. Just tell the Lord, thank you. Come on, come on, come on. Release God, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. You did not never forget what you done for me. You did not know to say, I just set me free. You did not know to forget, and you brought me out. No. I'm doing good.
Amen. It's in the hands of the deacon. Praise God. Amen. If that bucket too small, now don't see something, we'll get a bigger bucket. I know how it is. It's kind of rough, amen. Everybody wants to give abundantly. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. And we thank God, amen, for coming to Pentecost. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. And we thank God for you and you, praise God, and little children, all the ministers, deacons, and their wives. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Look up today and say, neighbor, it's giving time. Is that yours? You better get it. I think you better get it.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, church.
Praise the Lord.
I'll bring this up on the chamber.